You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
I know that. And if you ask, I know. Love is over. Hey, welcome to the Shine Lord Radio. This is B Ray holding it down with Kid D and T Smiley, of course. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up? Shine Lord Radio Show. What up?
What's up? So we're going to just jump straight into it today because it's a lot going on and we want to jump straight to it and talk about it. We all know of the George Floyd situation in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have a clip from one of my people that I follow on Facebook and YouTube. Her name is Faye Nelson. You may know her from the comedies that she do about relationships, cheating husbands, and XYZ. But today, here's a clip of her being serious, and we're going to listen to it. It's like a phone call. And then once we listen to it, we're going to dive right into the conversation. So here's Faye Nelson with George Floyd call to Derek.
Hello, this is Derek. Hi, Derek. This is George Floyd. And don't hang up. Hello? He's scared. Yes, Derek, don't hang up. This is George Floyd. I just wanted to ask you, why did you do it? Why did you keep your knee in my neck when I was begging for my life? Why did you keep your knee in my neck when bystanders were pleading for me? Why did you keep your knee in my neck when I was calling for my mama? Why did you keep your knee in my neck when I was letting you know that my body hurt, my chest hurt, my throat hurt, I'm claustrophobic, everything hurt, I can't breathe? Why did you do it, man? Why did you do it? I was unarmed. I didn't have no knife. I wasn't threat to anybody, neither myself. I cooperated. You guys put the handcuffs on me. You took me out of my car. You put me against the wall. You walked me to the wall. I didn't fight back. I was already in handcuffs. You told me to sit down. I sat down. I still did not resist. You picked me up. The only thing I expected was for you to put me in the back of the cruiser. But you put me on the ground. You put me on the ground as if to say I was threatening to hurt you. You put me on the ground as if to say I tried to reach for your gun. Derek, are you there? I want to know why you kept your knee on my neck even when I stopped responding. And then you refused to remove your knee when I became unresponsive to at least check my pulse. Derek, what did I do to deserve what you did to me? Is it because I'm black? Is it because I was tall and huge in my frame? Were you afraid? You couldn't have been afraid because you already had me on the ground and your knee was on my neck. I was helpless. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't respond. So I don't believe that you was afraid of me. And now you've killed me. But the whole world see that you are wrong. Derek, do you believe that you wrongfully murdered me? Derek, you're not saying anything, and I don't think I expected you to say anything. because you never had a reason to keep your knees in my neck until I died, until after I died. And who were those paramedics? Who were those first responders? Because as I rose, as my soul rose out of my body, all I saw were more officers. Ones who didn't care to resuscitate me. Ones who didn't tell you to remove your knees off my neck before they could check my pulse. I was looking at myself and I said, why? Why are they doing this? How could you check my pulse with this man's knees still in my neck, on my neck, and knocking the last breath out of me? Who were those people? And it wasn't even them who tried to lift me off the ground. It was you, Derek, who flipped me over and dragged me onto the gurney. Nobody helped me, even when my body looked lifeless. What did I do to deserve this? Because you guys just dragged me onto the gurney without giving me resuscitation, and just, I looked so pitiful. I looked like my life didn't matter. Because how can EMT show up for a man who is not responding without any gear? No mask was placed on my face. I was just dragged on the ground and into the ambulance. I didn't see anybody do anything to help resuscitate me. Derek, now tell me, was this plan? Was this really planned? Tell me if you feel guilty, because now you know that I was a gentle giant. Now you know from my video that was uploaded on social media that I was all about peace, that I was advocating that our young folks should stop killing each other. I was advocating for people just dying for no reason, committing crimes for no reason. Derek, do you now feel just a little remorse? Do you now feel just a little guilty that you took my life, everybody else involved? Do they somehow feel some sort of remorse? Because when my soul left my body, I was speechless. I was trying to still advocate, but nobody could hear me because I was now dead. So Derek, I'm just giving you a call from heaven to just, because I just want to know, why? Why, man? Why do you feel you should be tried and convicted for my murder? I know you can't talk right now, because even when you had your knees in my neck, you had nothing to say. And you still don't have anything to say. That just tells me you are a cold-hearted, unreasonable, wicked man. If you had a chance, you would kill anybody. It doesn't matter what race they are. But Derek, thank you for listening. I'm in a better place. It happened too soon, but I'm in a better place. I hope you can apologize to my family, though. Apologize to my family. Tell the system to convict you. Confess that you was wrong. Man up, be a cannibal. Do something right for the first time, Derek, because this is your third time you've taken a life. Apologize to my parents and tell them I love them and tell them that I'm in a better place and I'm going to rest because I was a peaceful soul, so I'm still going to rest. But as far as I know, you and all the other ones, you're not going to rest until you man up and turn yourself in and say that you are accountable. and agreed to be convicted for my murder. Thank you for your time, Derek. And I hope you leave the police force because you are not there to serve and protect. You are there to torture. I'm done. I have nothing else to say. Because everything I had to say was ignored. I don't know if this matters now. But thanks for your time, Derek. I am resting in peace.
Wow. Wow. Man, powerful. Very, very powerful. Wow. That's how it left me when I first heard it. I was like, I got to let the listeners hear this. Because it was a bunch of truth in it. It really was. Like, you keep your knee on my neck for 9 minutes. You don't try to issue CPR. You don't try to do anything to see if I'm okay. You're ignoring my warnings. How much longer does this have to go on in the world?
The same person that was supposed to protect me took my life.
Right. Now the world on top of the world on top of this corona pandemic is now in an even bigger pandemic with demonstrators, protesters, you know, taking to the streets of various cities across the United States. They're destroying property. Some of them are peaceful, not all of them are you know, destructive or looting or whatever, vandalizing anything. How much longer do we have to walk these streets of the United States to get a point across and to a change come?
Right.
I'm just saying, like, how much longer? I thought that was what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X was fighting for.
I mean, you know, as you can see, you know, we haven't gotten much farther than where we thought we were. You know, you would think 40, 50, 50 years later, that things would be different. 50 plus now years later, things would be a little different, and it's not. You know, we're still fighting the same racist battles. You know, we're still, you know. Now I will say this: there are some people. There's a young man today that pointed a gun at police officers and was trying to, you know, he was shot and killed today, and his family wants justice. And there's no shade here. I don't know all of the story. Once I get all of the story, you know, I definitely want to report the full thing. But if he was pointing a gun at the police,
you
know,
are you talking about the 18-year-old?
Yeah, we have to be very mindful.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how old he was. I just saw a story come across my, you know, feed, and I hadn't had the opportunity to read it in full. But, you know, it said that he aimed the gun, you know, at the police, and now the family, you know, seeking justice, and, you know, I do want the family to do a full investigation, absolutely. But if indeed it comes out that this young man pointed a gun at police, what do you expect the police to do? You know, you definitely want him to be maimed and not completely harmed, right? That would be great, but, you know, that's just not the reality. That's not the world we live in. You know, when you aim a gun at a police officer, you almost pull the trigger on yourself, you know. So,
right.
No, and again, that's no shade on anybody's family because I'm not here to judge. I wasn't there. I don't know. I'm only going by what that headline said. And if that headline is
I have the story.
Okay, go ahead. Be right. Please read it.
Okay. So, murder suspect, aims gun at cops and get killed, and the family issues demands. So while fleeing on foot from a homicide suspect turned and pointed a gun at police officers, prompting them to fire. The rest of it is real self-explanatory. You was running from they pulled you over to talk to you or to arrest you. You took off running. You turned around. You pulled a gun. Not once, but twice. Because it does happen here as well. This just happened in Fort Worth. Fort Worth is a part of Texas for international listeners. But and so there were several witnesses that actually described him and courted him out. His name was Amari Malone. 18 years old. Run. The video clearly shows Malone with firearm and repeatedly pointing it at police officers. His surviving family members believe he was unjustly shot, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And almost immediately, the family hired the civil rights authority to demand justice while claiming Malone's death was a racially motivated murder. And then there's a quote. The crime that needs to be investigated right now, Merritt says, is the murder of an 18-year-old in Fort Worth. Okay, but then there's the video footage. The video evidence confirms that Malone was carrying a gun, Merritt wrote on Facebook. Merritt is the lawyer. His family explained that he had been shot in the leg only a few weeks ago. He carried a gun, like many people in Texas, including myself, for his own protection. We will review the video release concerning officers claiming that he pointed the gun at the cops that pursued him. We do not believe the steel frames released by the department captured the incident adequately, and the video must be reviewed in its entirety by our videographers. Okay, so then they reviewed the video. And let's go back to the other quote. Hold on, because it was just crazy. Like, the family and the lawyer was all ready to turn against the police department, but there was actual footage of the chase and everything. Malone's older brother, 24, his name is Jovi, told reporters that his little brother didn't carry a gun and that he was a young black kid getting his act together after becoming a father a week prior to his death. He claimed that the police didn't need to shoot him and that he couldn't have committed the homicide, which he was the prime suspect for. Eventually, stuff like this has to stop. It's just like an ongoing thing, like over and over and over. They keep pulling young people out of the community, Julie said. We want justice. And so then they showed the family the video. Then they changed their tone again. The family and the lawyers demanded that the body cam footage, now that they have seen it, they moved to another accusation that fits their narrative. They would never be satisfied with any amount of evidence and would continue to shift the goalposts so that they can blame someone else for their son's untimely demise. Disturbingly, they are willing to destroy lives with accusations of racism and murder just to salvage their own family member's reputation. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not justifying the shooting, but you pull a gun on police officers, I'm sorry, that's what you're going to get. I don't want to sound harsh or anything, but that's just the reality of it. And they have footage. They have several footage. And the family kept going back and forth with the lawyer after they kept seeing new footages, new angles and everything, and just trying to make their son look good. And I'm not saying it to sound harsh. This is a young black man. However, he was still in the wrong. If a police say stop, you see what's all going on across the United States. Just stop and listen. Don't take off running. Definitely don't pull a gun on him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just common sense.
Did you think he was going to get scared if he pulled a gun? Like, I don't know why. You know, I guess maybe he was so used to pulling guns. Maybe he thought twice before he pulled that trigger on that cop. And they pulled that trigger first. You know, maybe he was just trying to get away. He thought, maybe if I pull the gun, I'll scare him. Well, that works in the hood. That don't work with cops because they got guns.
Right.
And hood boys got guns, too. But you can scare them a whole lot easier than you can a cop because a cop can kill you, and they won't get away with it.
Right.
The homeboy down the street, he might think twice about killing you just because he know he can't get away with it that easily. Cops ain't going to think twice about that.
Especially if they buy the kid.
You know, these young kids, man, these young kids nowadays, man, listen, I will tell you this, and y'all suggested I shouldn't, but I did anyway. I drove through downtown. I didn't drive, I drove on the freeway. I didn't go through downtown. So I did have an opportunity to see some of the protesters going. If you know anything about the downtown area, I was on 75, heading southbound, passing Lemon. And if you look, if you're on the bridge passing Lemon, heading towards downtown, right before 35, Highway 35, you can look down and you can see underneath the bridge, and you can almost see the side of where Hooters is, that street where Hooters is. I can't think of it. But you can see you can see that street, Houston. And you can see people actually walking down Houston Street. You can see the protesters actually crossing underneath the bridge going in towards Deep Ellum on Houston Street. So I did have an opportunity to see some of that, and but I
West
kept going.
West End, not Deep Ellum. West End, not Deep Ellum.
Thank you, West End, not Deep Ellum. Thank you. And Deep Ellum's a little farther down, but West End, yes, they were going towards West End. And I actually turned around, came back, and got caught up in traffic. I was like, oh, man. But I just wanted to see. I needed to see that for myself. Unfortunately, you know, I did not go down. Should I say unfortunately or fortunately? Anyway, I
you
did
say
not go down and protest. We protested in our own way right here on We Talk Radio Network. We continue to have radio shows, and we can bring people together to have relevant conversations so people can really express what they want to say. As a matter of fact, if you're here with us tonight and you have something you want to say, call us 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. I know that we have a lot of people who tune in via Skype and on the website and via Blog Talk Radio. And so if you're wanting to call in and chat with us, that's our call-in number, and we are available to chat, 563-999-3456. If you just got something you want to say, if you're just heartbroken and you want to get something off your chest, I do have a message, a young lady by the name of Dee. We talked earlier this week, and she mentioned that she was just so distressed. She lost her brother many years ago when she was in high school to a violent murder, and he was a little bit older than she was, and, of course, she's in her 50s now. But she, when she heard and saw the video, she called me. It was really, really late at night, and she was in shambles. She was just crying, but it almost put her back into the place where she was when her brother passed, because that's all she was talking about is how traumatic. And I didn't know her brother passed until she began to talk about it after Mr. Floyd passed away. George Floyd was killed. It was murdered. And so that's when, you know, these emotions and this conversation came out, and she began to talk about it, and it just started flowing. She was just crying, and I let her know it's okay. It's okay to cry. You know, people are feeling some incredible things right now. They're feeling some pains that they've never felt before, or some pains that they felt before, and guess what? They're feeling them again, and it's rising up in anger inside of them. It is not only Mr. Floyd. There are so many people that have lost their lives pointless reasons. Countless people for no reason whatsoever. They have lost their lives. So, you know, we're here to talk about for all of them that have lost their lives. Mr. George Floyd, unfortunately, was the latest one of the latest victims of this tragic situation where our blue friends, the people who are supposed to protect us, have taken another one of our black brothers from us on this earth, and he can never be replaced. There may be another George Floyd on the other side of the earth, but that man and what he meant to people will never be able to be replaced. So we have to be able to tell our loved ones, our sons, our daughters, how much we love them every single day, every day, wrap our arms around them and tell them how much they mean to us, and just love on them, just absolutely love on them. You know, let them know exactly how much love there really is in the world. We can combat this. And we look at the protests. Of course, me and B. Ray have been watching and corresponding, just being great correspondents of the media that we see, and trying to gather all the information that we can so we can really bring it back to the network, and so that people can understand it. We have a lot of people across the globe. This is where they get their news from. This is where they find out things. There are, if you don't know what's going on here in the United States, there are a lot of riots that are happening right now because of a young man that was killed. His name was George Floyd, and he was killed by a cop by the name of Derek Chauvin. in Minneapolis, and Minneapolis. I said it right.
It has been
a tragedy. It has been an absolute tragedy all the way around. This young man, the video was actually, the death of this young man was actually filmed, and people are outraged, and they are rioting. The problem with the rioting is that you're rioting and looting and breaking into businesses that need to survive. They need their money just like you do. You get to go back to your job tomorrow. But people
maybe.
Like Guns and, maybe, people like Princess, who owns a store called Guns and Roses, downtown Dallas, Deep Ellum, her store, just like several other stores, were completely raided, and everything was taken out of there. There's nothing left. Her store is completely empty. Shout out to Princess and everybody else who was affected down there. It is insane. Now, I'm going to tell you who Princess is. Do you remember when me and you and Jai and, Jai did go. We had to go downtown to an event, and me and you went. There was the place called Guns N' Roses Boutique. Her boutique is completely empty right now.
Wow.
That's correct.
And the mayor of Dallas has issued a curfew. It started at 7 p.m. till 6 a.m. for the downtown area. At first, I thought it was for the entire city of Dallas, but it was really for the protest area, pretty much, the downtown Dallas area. And several arrests have been made since the curfew became in effect. It was shown live via WFAA streaming, and several arrests have been made. Now, what charges stick, we never know. But there were several police vans across different parts of the uptown picking up people, along with the state troopers, Texas National Guards, Texas Rangers, Dallas Police, Dallas Sheriff. Shout out to them for keeping it peaceful. There has been no reports of any fatal accidents or anything of that nature, just actual arrest. When they caught up to the protesters, some of them just laid on the ground like, okay, I give up. I know I'm wrong. I know I'm supposed to be off the street by now. But some still scattered. So that's probably the stuff that you had got caught up in, where they were scattering and jumping into their cars and trying to get away from them or whatever. 8 News Station, along with Channel 4's News Station, which is like in a 5-mile radius of each other. So I was just praying and hoping that they did not do like they did in Atlanta to the CNN building. But they got to the WFAA station, which is also adjacent to the American Airlines Center. Cops made them immediately. Like, they was there for like less than 5 minutes, and then that's when they took down Houston Street, which is probably where you saw them by Hooters, Houston and Continental, and they went back down Lamar and all that. So it's just, you know, it's crazy. Be safe out here if you're in the Dallas area. Matter of fact, any city that you're in and that you know there's protests, be careful in those areas, because you don't want to get caught up in it. And just stay safe, like, real talk, because we want to hear from you again. We don't want this to be the last time we hear from you. We give you advice. We try to get the news and keep everybody abreast of what's going on. So please be careful. Heed the warnings of law enforcement, of the mayors, you know, the chief of police, whoever's in authority, listen to them. I mean, yes, it is your First Amendment right to protest, but protest peacefully. Once you become violent, it's really not First Amendment right. Sorry. I haven't been in school, you know, in over 20 years, but what I do remember is that's not your First Amendment right to go and loot or vandalize and burn up places. That is not what we're about. You got anything else?
You're right. That's not what we're about. And, you know, the deal is that we, no matter what your neighbor is doing, no matter what your friend or your boyfriend is about to do, you have a choice. And trust me, they're watching. Those video cameras are recording, and they will get you. You will get caught. They are going to prosecute you all to the fullest extent of the law. period, point blank. You know, and I hate to see it happen to you guys, but unfortunately, when you run a risk like that, you don't have to. Just because you're – there were people out there, I will say this, there were people out there that were so peaceful. And then you had people out there that were screaming and yelling and cussing the police out, and you could just see their arms wailing. And there were some that were just so peaceful, knees on the ground and hands up. You know, and it was the ones that were so angry that were making the police angry, and it made it a bad scene. So you can have these kind of protests, and they can be peaceful. And I will say this, in Flint, Michigan, the cops put their guns down and began to protest with the people. That is what I'm talking about. That's how I went in my conversation right here.
That's solidarity right there. Not all cops are alike. Not all cops are bad. And please, whatever you do, don't try to fix this violent situation with taking on violence towards the cops, because not every cop is Derek. Not every cop is Amber. Not every cop is another cop that shot someone, you know, necessarily. That we will have some callers in, but I have two songs that I wanted to play that I felt were necessary. I mean, one of them is not a gospel song, but hey, it has a meaning to it. Point blank, period. That's just what it is. We have shows the rest of this week. You can tune in. I'm pretty sure on Monday and Wednesday we will be having more updates as to what's going on. George Floyd was in Houston, Texas. It has been stated on a website that they're supposed to be bringing his body back to Houston for burial. So keep his family in prayer.
Hold on, wait. That last part you said, you kind of cut out. What did you say about Houston?
Oh, George Floyd is originally from Houston, Texas. They will bring his body back to Houston, Texas. A lot of this stuff has been done. Just for probably here with his family. Like I said, just keep the family and immediate friends, his circle, keep them lifted up in prayer. And, you know, just stop the violence, protest in peace, and don't result to vandalizing.
Please.
Like, real talk. We do want to hear from you. We really do want to hear from you. We don't want to read about you in the papers or be conversating about you being, you know, succumbing victim of one of these crimes because you didn't heed the warning.
Yeah, for these business owners that are trying, that are going to try to have to come back to work on Monday morning. Yeah, man, trying to figure it out. For some people, this was it. For some people, they were, this, you know, just like you, they're living, even though they own a business and you think they got lots of money, a business costs money. It costs money to run it. You got staff. You got to pay for electricity. You got to pay for rent. That's all. Rent is usually way more than what you, when these people coming through your door buying these kibbles and bits and trying to whittle you down and negotiate with you. You don't even make nothing at the end of the day. You're just trying to stay alive. And so for somebody to come take everything you've got and steal it, man, listen, I know some of these businesses have good business insurance. But what about the ones who just have that liability insurance and maybe this is not covered in that? I don't even know if they can even recoup. Right. You see what I'm saying? So let's just keep them lifted up in prayer. And these young kids who really don't understand, you know, what they're doing, I appreciate the mission. I appreciate the passion. But unfortunately, some of you don't know what you're doing, and so the anger that you're exhibiting is really infuriating the officers, and it's not helping. You know, we've got to learn how to protest the right way. Yes, you can protest and still have that same passion and still get the same point across without cussing out the cops, because the one you're cussing out may not be the bad cop. Some cops are good cops. Shout out to Officer Artis. Some cops are
already. Officer, I'm sorry, Sheriff's Christian, Sheriff's Douglas, Officer Christian. That's a whole family right there of officers that I personally know, along with artists. and O'Neill. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I am. O'Neill. So, yeah, shout out to all the first responders, the officers that's having to be on the front line. National Guard being called in. I have a cousin that is technically retired, but was called in because he's tired. The retired National Army Guard and has been called back into duty. So, you know, we have to think about their lives. A retired person having to get out of retirement, who's probably out of shape, and having to get right on the battlefield to protect us, to protect you. So shout out to all of those people, and let's just keep it real, people. Let's keep it real. Anger and frustration, that is a natural emotion. But how you react, your actions speak louder than words. So you're out there looting and vandalizing, that's telling the world that you really don't know why you're out there protesting. You really don't know the true meaning of, you know, peaceful change. You're out there just doing your own thing. And it's like it's two groups of people that's doing this. I noticed that as we was watching it last night and earlier today, it's like two groups of protesters out there. There's your good peaceful ones that, you know, that assemble, that listens to the speakers and, you know, they voice their opinions or whatever, but they never get violent. Then as night falls, you have that other group of protesters that come out and start doing the vandalizing. And I want to shout out to the malls around the world that had to close down their doors early on yesterday and today, or not even open up today. You know, you lost money today. You lost money yesterday. But you thought about your workers. You thought about the safety of the people in general. A bunch of targets here in the Dallas area, I know, were closed yesterday and today. So, I mean, just, you know, you just have to think about what you're doing and how it affects someone else. Bottom line. What are you doing and how is it affecting somebody else? And that goes for the black, the blue, the white, the green, the purple, and whoever else is out there listening. Okay.
You know, I'm like 30 miles outside of Dallas, and I think businesses 40 miles outside of Dallas have been encouraged to close. Within 40 miles of Dallas, they've been encouraged to just close early. And how I know that actually did happen is there's a salt grass I went to a while ago, and it's between my house and downtown. And I was going to go there, but I had got it Grubhub to me. And by the time they got to me, all I had was meat and bread. I was like, where's all my vegetables? They was like, oh, man, we forgot them. But we'll give you the whole thing free next time you come back. I was like, cool. Because we had stations, all good. So I was going to go get my steaks today. And it was closed. But the ones that were way farther out, like Frisco, and on the other side of Plano, they were still open. They were open until, I think they're closing at 8 or 9. They closed at 9. Or wait, no. Yeah, they closed at 9. Yeah, they closed at 9. So, they closed at 9, which usually these restaurants close at like 10 and 11 o'clock at night. You know, they usually close a lot later. But things are shutting down earlier. They're trying to ensure that there's nothing that goes on at all. Nobody's getting robbed. Nobody's getting nothing. They're trying to make sure folks are good to go. And I appreciate the community doing that.
Because we don't need any other lives unnecessarily due to high emotions right now. And the other point that I'm going to bring it up, you know, on one of the other shows this week is this black and blue violence and us being locked down for months, losing our jobs, some lose jobs, some lose homes, and what have you. Person all this twisted up anger that's down inside of us. And when we go to these protests with other people, we don't know what happened. We've been stuck in the house with a big protest. Now, in quarantine, but I like what I saw on the TV. But the flip side of it is the villainism. You know, You can do all this, but then you still want to be bad. I mean, that's the nice way of putting it, being bad. This is a Sunday show, so I can't say what I want to say. But, you know, just think about what you're doing. Every action has a reaction. Think about it. Prayers out. Thank you all for tuning in to the Shine Radio Show right here on the We Talk Red Network. Join us next week for more gospel, more inspiration, more news. And be sure to tune in all this week for all the other shows.
That's right, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow night it goes down on the Kia D Unplugged show. Y'all be there. I'll be there. It's going down. B-Ray will be there. It's going down. Y'all, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, right now I come to you, Father God, the most humblest way I know how. Father God, with my head bowed and my heart just is open. Father God, I pray right now that you would come into our lives and into our hearts and into our homes. Father God, manifest, Father God, yourself in a mighty way around the globe. We need you right now, Father God. Where there's unrest, Father God, I pray that you would give us rest, a mighty rest, Father God. I pray that you would lean your hands of protection. Just lean right now all over this world, Father God. Lean in on us, God. Shower down on us, God. We need you in a mighty way, Father God. Keep these businesses together. Keep them protected. Let them get back on their feet, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. We pray that you would keep these people protected that are out on the street. We pray that you would keep the officers protected that are trying to protect the streets. Father God, we pray for rest and peace all over this world. We pray for rest and peace right now all over this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And here is War Cry by Queen Naya. And then we're going to have A Change Gonna Come by Gary Little Keith.
Yeah. allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.